Harvey rummaged the cupboards for a meal for Trevor, but he found nothing. No bread, no soup, which for us may be unfortunate, but for them it was worse. It was rude. But Harvey was quick on his feet, and he remembered his friend Sam. Sam, the family man. And he only lived 3 doors down. Surely he's got some extra dough stocked away in case the kids get the midnight munchies. Harvey left Trevor for a moment and tiptoed down to Sam's. Sam's house, not Sam's club. All the lights were off and the door was latched, which was a silent sign in first century Palestine and in 21st century America, saying, "We're sleeping. Go away." But Harvey needed bread, and he knew Sam was loaded with loaves. Rather than walk away, Harvey did the unthinkable. He knocked on Sam's door at midnight, the door of a humble one-story, one-room home. Then Harvey yelled inside, "Hey, friend, lend me about 3 loaves of bread, would you? Company came over, and I'm fresh out of fresh bread." From behind that latch door, Harvey heard a faint whisper. "You taking a look at the sundial lately? It's midnight. Lights are off, doors latched, family's asleep. Go away." But Harvey would not stop. He kept asking and knocking, which was annoying at first, but a few knocks and whispers later, Sam's family was starting to wiggle and wake. Hello, everyone. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to week 11 of Simplify. Sam slowly stood up, stepped over his toddlers and teenagers, and made his way through the dark to the door, all the while mumbling, "Not my fault that guy doesn't have any bread. Should have baked a few more loaves. I look like a bakery. The nerve of him to knock on my door at midnight." Then through a partially open door, Sam begrudgingly handed over 3 loaves and shut and latched the door behind him. And Harvey and Trevor ate and talked the night away. What moved Sam from the floor to the door was not his friendship with Harvey. For the scripture says, "Not because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." At first glance, this parable seems to imply that God is like Curlish Sam, that God doesn't want to be disturbed from sleep by our desperate need, that he would rather see us go away empty than hear our cry and fill us. But au contraire, mon frère, this parable preaches exactly the opposite, and thank God for it. Jesus finished his message and called for the musicians when he said, "If you then, being evil, are willing to rise from sleep because of a friend's persistent need and knocking, how much more will your heavenly Father give?" God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He is not only a friend, but a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He is not only a neighbor, but our heavenly Father. How much more will he hear our cry in the middle of the night or the middle of the day and meet our need? But the key in this parable is our importunity, our persistence. I repeat Jesus' altar call from Luke 11. "Keep on asking, you shall receive. Keep on seeking, you shall find. Keep on knocking, the door will be opened to you." I know you've prayed before, but pray again. Let's come humbly to God once more, bringing our petitions and intercessions to him. Pray for lost loved ones, for prodigal sons and daughters, for unsaved husbands and wives, moms and dads, teachers and coaches, for healing and deliverance again. Pray for a job in an up or down economy again. Our God hears our knock and knows our need, and he is great and good enough to do for us what is best for us, always according to his will, always in his time. This is a great time to pray. Lord, I know you hear us the first time we pray. I know you care for us every time we pray. We come back to you in faith that you are as able today as you were the first time we prayed. And we pray again for you to answer our prayer according to your will in your time. And we will trust that you know what's best and will do what's best for us. In your precious name, amen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Simplify. I've got some thing that's been going around which has given me the Kermit the Frog / Johnny Cash voice / Eeyore voice. So please forgive me if my voice doesn't sound so good. I feel a little bit better than I sound. But I want to share with you one story that I couldn't share in the devotion just due to word count and length. But this is a story of I prayed for my grandfather for decades. He had been in church and raised my dad in church as far as I know, but something happened throughout the years that caused him or influenced him to stop going to church and then just ultimately really stop walking with God on that daily basis. And I love my grandfather, love my grandmother, love my whole family. And so I began praying that God would reach my grandfather, touch him, bring him back to the Lord. I prayed that prayer for decades. And then I got the news that grandfather's health was ailing and he wasn't doing so well, probably wasn't going to be living very much longer. Then I heard the news that he called for an apostolic pastor who pastored a powerful apostolic church right there in their very small village. And when he called for the pastor came in. And at this point, Grandpa really was not recognizing a lot of people. His health was ailing, but he recognized the pastor. And he asked the pastor if he could pray with him. And there in the hospital, 3 weeks before my grandfather stood before God to give account for his soul, my grandpa repented of his sin, prayed back through, received the gift of the Holy Spirit again after having received the Spirit decades earlier, and got right with God again. Even though God may not appear to answer your prayer the first time, second time, maybe even the third time you pray, don't give up. Keep praying, especially for people. Keep praying that God would keep reaching. He will not give up on them. And He is counting on us, and they are counting on us not to give up on them. Trust God. He knows, and He knows the best time. I hope this episode's been a help and a blessing to you. If so, please tell somebody else about the podcast. Tell them about Kermit the Frog, Johnny Cash, Eeyore, being a special guest on the podcast this week. Hopefully next week, my voice will sound a little more pleasant. If you don't already have a copy of Simplify, you can pick one up at PentecostalPublishing.com or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You could also, if you would like a signed copy, you can pick one up at our church's website, vernonchurch.org/simplify. And just insert your name in the comments field. When you pay online, you can tell me what you would like in the inscription, and I'd be more than glad to sign that for you. Next week is week 12 of Simplify, and next week I'll share with you a devotion called What a Difference a Tree Makes. I'm looking forward to that, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.